Hey, Cinderella is here at last.
And wait till you see what we're going to do for her on...
People Are Funny!
Yes, that's right, from Hollywood, John Goodell's production of People Are Funny, brought to you by Raleigh's Cigarette.
Smokers, does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back, good for valuable premiums? It does if you're smoking Raleigh cigarettes, the only pack with a coupon on its back. Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value.
And now here is radio's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Thank you for the generous applause. Yes, we have more news tonight from the Portuguese fisherman who found the first plastic ball that we dropped in the Atlantic Ocean more than a year ago. Remember, a few weeks ago, he found the ball off the coast of the little island where he lives in the Azores. It's worth $2,000 to him. And ever since then, we've been trying to get him to come to Hollywood. But get this, he doesn't want to come. He can't believe he's going to get a $2,000 prize. Thinks it's all a trick. Yes, people are funny. And Rod O'Connor, who's first to prove it on the show tonight?
Mr. Robert Peterwright from North Hollywood, meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Art.
Great big tall fellow. How tall are you, Bob?
6'6".
6'6". You know, it's good that you're big and strong and young, because in the next half hour, you may meet the angriest person you've ever seen. Don't worry, I'm insured. Now, Bob, first of all, we'd like to start you off with a carton of Raleigh cigarettes. That's the pack with coupon on the back. Married or single?
Married.
What's business he in?
Television appliances.
Have any little ones?
No.
How long you been married now, Bob?
7 months.
And you... First time you ever been on one of these kind of shows? A little nervous?
Yes, it is. Oh, slightly.
Oh, it's really easy. You're in the salesmanship line, aren't you? You sell things?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of funny and interesting stunts for people selling various things. Have you ever heard of the gag where the kitchenware manufacturers who put out utensils send salesmen out to private homes to cook what they call free demonstration dinners for the families?
Yes, I have.
That certainly is an interesting way to sell things, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes, sir.
It just so happens that we know of a family in a nearby neighborhood who are having just such a dinner prepared for them. And the date was set last week by a salesman from the company. And the man who's been working on the meal is here now to tell us what's been going on. Mr. Herbert Litton, what have you been doing for the last couple of hours, Mr. Litton?
Well, I went over to this lady's house and made preparations for her dinner.
You didn't tell her you were the cook?
Oh, no, no. I told her that the boss, Chef Pierre, would be over the main part of the meal at 7 o'clock. I told him it was a terrific 7-course dinner.
Oh, and they were all ready and excited. The family was there.
A lot of guests.
A lot of guests, huh? Uh-huh. You say you started preparations?
That's right.
What did you do?
Well, I went to the kitchen and started cooking cabbage and sauerkraut and a big skillet of fried onions and garlic. Boy, what a smell.
The whole joint was really steaming, huh?
Right.
What else did you do? You were out there in the kitchen practically alone.
Yes, it just so happened I spilled a sack of flour on the floor, upset a can of tomato juice, and accidentally broke several dishes.
Well, what about the lady of the house? Did she object to all this?
Well, she wasn't any too happy about it.
In other words, this demonstration, you know, the guests are out in the living room right now.
Yes, a lot of them there.
Well, what did you finally do when you got into an awful mess in the kitchen?
Well, I told her that Chef Pierre, the boss, would be over soon and straighten the whole matter out.
Uh-huh. And then you quit and walked out of the house?
That's right.
What time did you tell her Chef Pierre would arrive?
I said 7 o'clock.
It's now 7:35. Mr. Peterwright, doesn't this worry you?
Why should it?
You don't listen to this program very often, do you? Why do you suppose we've been telling you all this stuff? Hello, Chef Pierre.
Oh, no.
That's you. Come on over here, boy. Now, here's the picture. Here's a lady, has a house full of guests, and worst of all, one of the guests is her husband's boss. A friend of the family who was in it with us arranged the whole mean trick on him. And now she's got nothing to serve so far except the odor of cabbages and onions. Now, what do you think she'll do when you walk in 45 minutes late and say, I'm Chef Pierre?
Probably blow her top.
Well, you haven't heard the half of it. As a matter of fact, she expects you to show up with a wonderful 7-course dinner. Have you got one handy?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's what we expected, and we're prepared for any eventuality. We have one for you. Now, what am I handing you right there?
Looks like a bottle of pills.
That's right. Now, we want you to walk in the house and say, folks, I'm Chef Pierre with a special announcement. Our company has just this day gone out of the kitchen utensil business because we have perfected a new capsule food. And then you pour out a handful of these colored pills, and you say, this little red one is a T-bone steak, and the brown one is mashed potatoes with gravy on it, and the yellow one is lemon meringue pie, and go right around the room giving each of them their seven-course dinner. What do you think will happen then?
Well, I really don't know.
You don't know.
That's what we want. We don't know either. We want to find out. And the idea is that you get a big prize if you come back before the end of the show alive. Now, you got that?
Yes, I have.
Now, by the way, try to get them to come back with you after you take the stunt as far as you can go, and that'll be your toughest job. On your way, say goodbye to them, audience.
Does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back good for valuable premiums? It does if you're smoking Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value.
Well, that young man is six, what'd he say, 6 feet six? I'll wager when he comes back, he's under 6 feet. Now I'm coming down in the audience, and I'd like to have some lady put up her hand who'd like to take a chance on a little stunt here. Here's a lady with pretty gray hair, and her name is Mrs.?
Mrs. Haskins.
Where are you from?
San Juan, California.
And what do you do?
Housewife.
And your husband's a?
Roofer.
And you've been married for?
23 years.
Now, you're kind of a gal I like to give prizes to, and here is the interesting little game we've picked out for you. I'm going to read a list of Raleigh prizes, and you can stop me anytime you want to, and you get every prize that I've named up to that point. However, if you do not stop me before 20 seconds go by, you get nothing. You understand that? In other words, it's an interesting game. The longer you wait before you yell stop, the more prizes you get. But if you wait too long and you're too greedy, you don't get anything. You get it? Now, don't anybody help her out. It's going to go for 20 seconds. The time starts. Don't look at the watch. The time starts right now. And you get America's number one electric shaver, a Surefire cigarette lighter, a mahogany-topped coffee table, a beautiful full-size blanket.
That's it.
That's it? How many seconds?
10 seconds.
Oh, look what you missed. A new Cadillac, a brand new... Well, I might as well say it. She missed it. No, you just missed a 5-quart aluminum Dutch oven, but you did get an electric shaver, a cigarette lighter, a mahogany-topped coffee table, and a beautiful full-size blanket. And, of course, as I often say, these are really wonderful prizes, and they're all on display, as you can see up on the stage. The best of its kind, everything up there, top quality, nationally advertised. And, by the way, every one of you listeners can get these wonderful gifts we give away on People Are Funny. They're all Raleigh premiums.
Yes, it pays and pays handsomely to smoke Raleigh cigarettes. For Raleigh's and only Raleigh's give you the finest quality cigarette made, plus those famous Raleigh premiums. There are over 75 premiums. They're beautiful, and you can get them just like gifts. Just smoke Raleigh's and save the coupons. And remember, Raleigh's are the finest quality cigarettes made. Raleigh cigarettes are richer tasting, more satisfying. Yes, Raleigh's are America's greatest cigarette value. So always get the pack with a coupon on the back. Raleigh's cigarette.
Who's next, Rod?
Mr. Ad Wild Jr. from Jackson, Mississippi. Meet Art Linkletter.
Hello, Ad.
Hello, Art.
Nice to see you. Did you ever read the story called 3 Minutes to Live?
No, I haven't.
Well, it hasn't been written yet, but you may be in it. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you've had some pretty exciting experiences in your life. What are you?
Lieutenant.
Okay, so you have Purple Heart and 2 battle... stars, and you've been, what's this blue one again?
Combat infantry badge.
Combat infantry. You married or single?
Married.
Oh, you deserve to wear the combat infantry badge. In the meantime, we'd like to have you have a carton of Raleigh cigarettes. That's the pack with the coupon on the back. What you doing out here, Ed?
I'm going to catch a boat up here at San Francisco.
Where are you going to go?
I wish I knew.
You don't know, huh? They still have secret things, huh?
They haven't told me yet.
Yeah, you know where you might wind up?
I got to...
Oakland. That's right across the bay. Do you know who the Secretary of State of the United States of America is?
Yes, I do.
Very important man. I think we should all know him. But do you think that most people do know who he is?
Yes, his name's in the newspaper often enough.
Now, the next question, Mr. Wilde. Would you mind being hit over the head with just a flimsy paper bag?
No, not at all.
I'm glad you're cooperative. Of course, this flimsy paper bag happens to be filled with nice, juicy, cooked spaghetti. But don't worry. We don't ever do anything to anybody unless we give them a chance, first of all, to agree to the deal. Now, here's the deal. We have a man with a traveling microphone somewhere in Los Angeles waiting to ring doorbells of unsuspecting houses and ask the people there if they know the name of the Secretary of State. Now, if this man gets the correct answer to that question in three calls at three houses, you will not be hit over the head, but you will get $100 in cash from Raleigh Cigarettes. And the person who answers the question will also get $100. How does that sound?
Take a chance on
it. You will take a chance. They're putting a towel around his neck. This is what we call precautionary battle conditions. And you see the man standing up there? That's spaghetti in the bag. The man with a microphone out in Los Angeles is Stu Wilson, dressed as a tattered old broken-down bum, and the microphone is hidden in his lapel. Now, he's inside a big apartment house in Los Angeles where there are lots of people living in a close vicinity. He's about to ring the doorbell of one of the apartments. Now, remember, Ad, if he gets the correct answer in three calls, you get $100. If he doesn't, you get hit over the head with a big paper bag filled with cooked spaghetti. Engineer, tune in our man with the question.
There's the bell. Maybe coming to the door now. Good evening. Good evening, madam. I wonder if you would like to answer a question for me for $100. Does that sound good? Here's the $100 right here, and it's a very easy question. Oh, don't let these clothes bother you. I just happen to have a little bit, and I like to give it away. What I want to know is, who is Secretary of the State of the United States?
I couldn't tell you offhand.
You couldn't tell me offhand. Well, all right. As much as you've tried to answer anyway, this is the prize for you. I'd like to have this $10 bill here.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. Go right ahead.
No,
don't worry about it at all. It's okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sorry you couldn't answer.
Cut him off, engineer. See, she wouldn't even take the $10 bill. She was so embarrassed. Well, Ed, our man right now is rushing over to another door in the same apartment house, and we'll be back to him just as soon as I get the word through these earphones that he's over there. By the way, I forgot to ask you an important question. Do you like spaghetti?
No, not that.
You'll find it dribbling down over the ears. It tastes entirely different. Now, you still have two chances. I wonder if the next person will know the answer. It'll be worth $100 to both of you. Wait a second. Here it is. Stu Wilson's at the next door. Tune him in, engineer.
Just rang the bell. Okay. Good evening. I wanted to know if you would answer a question for me for $100. Answer a question for me for $100. Here it is right here.
What's the question?
Well, now, you want to open up the door and I'll tell you about it. There's nothing to be alarmed about. A lady standing in back of the door here, you're looking through the window at me. Really and truly, I would like to give you this $100 if you can answer the question. Now then,
no.
That's all right. There's nothing to worry about. And tell me, who is the Secretary of the State of the United States?
My golly, I know it so well. I read it so many times.
Well, I guess we all have. It's one of those things that sort of slips your mind. Don't you worry about these clothes I've got on. I've got a rich uncle.
Who is the Secretary of...
The State of the United States. Can you answer? And that's $100 right there. You can see it, I'm sure.
Oh, my golly.
Oh, my golly. I wish you could, too. Well, I'll tell you what. Inasmuch as you tried anyway, I want you to take along this $10 bill here.
Oh, is it,
now,
is it sure?
It is. It is good. You bet your life. You can even chew it if you want to.
Well, my man.
Thank you.
I wish I'd known the question.
I wish you had, too. You knew the question. I wish you'd known the answer.
Oh, thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Appreciate having you talk with me.
I'll send a care package to Europe.
A care package to Europe? That's a wonderful thing to do with that kid. Okay, bye. Good night.
Cut him off while he goes to the next door. Say, maybe nobody knows who the Secretary of State of the United States is, Ed. You ever think of that?
They better.
Your last chance is coming up. Look at that. Look at that spaghetti hanging over your head. Don't feel badly. We could have put brickbats in that sack, you know.
One more chance.
All right. Uh-oh, he's at the last door. Turn him on, engineer.
Good evening. Good evening. I wonder if I could talk to you just a second. I want to ask you whether or not you can answer a question for me for
$100. Here's somebody who can, though.
Someone who can, you think. Well, fine. Be glad to talk to whoever it is. Calling someone. Well, how do you do, sir? There's $100 right here. That I'll be glad to give to you if you can answer a question for me. But I see you have quite a few people in the room there, and I just got to make one stipulation. The answer has to come from you and not from the people back there. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I see you're looking me over. Well, don't worry about it.
I'm just looking at the money.
Well, I have a lot of money I like to give away like this. Don't worry about it all. Here is the question. Now, this has to come from you, remember. Who is the Secretary of State of the United States.
Well, I believe his name is Atchison.
His name is Atchison.
Cut him off, engineer. Cut him off. That's right. Dean Atchison is Secretary of State. Lieutenant, you're saved. Thank goodness. Well, wait a minute. I tell you what, we'll do it for the fun of it. Let's hear the rest of the conversation. They're still talking. Turn them on again, engineer.
And there'll be some people very, very happy that you got the right answer, believe me.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. Here's your $100, Mr. And inasmuch... Hey, you like a big dog you have there with the door open now. Yeah. Here's your $100, and inasmuch... It's all right, it really is.
Is that real money?
That is real money. There's no gag about this whatsoever.
What happens now?
You have a fine bunch
of
people.
I never had any luck like this in my life.
Well, you have it now. You have the $100.
Cut him off. That's enough. Lieutenant? That stranger saved you. He's looking around for the spaghetti still. That spaghetti's gone. You've been saved, and you've won for yourself and for him, by the way. $100 each from Raleigh Cigarettes. Goodbye and thanks from Raleigh. People are funny.
Does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back good for valuable premiums? It does if you're smoking Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value.
Well, for the past 3 weeks, Raleigh Cigarettes has conducted a secret nationwide search in factories and stores and offices, and we were looking for the Raleigh Cinderella Girl, a search inspired, by the way, by Walt Disney's new cartoon feature picture, Cinderella. And at last, she was chosen and flown to Hollywood yesterday on a TWA 300-mile-an-hour transworld airline Constellation, and here she is, Miss Serena McKinney of Omaha, Nebraska. Serena, come on up here, honey child. I'd like to describe for our listeners that Serena is a very pretty brunette, about 5'8", 6?
5'6" and a half.
5'6" and a half, weighing about 127 pounds.
Oh, you flatter me, about 135.
Uh-huh, wearing a sweater and a black skirt and wearing rather long hair. How was your trip out, Serena?
Oh, it was just grand.
Was it first airplane trip?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Real thrill, wasn't it?
It was.
Those Connies really fly.
Oh, yes.
How old are you, by the way?
21.
Uh-huh. And how did you happen to be picked as Cinderella? For instance, what were you doing when the man walked up?
Well, I was standing in a music store looking at some sheet music, and a gentleman walked up to me, and he said, what size shoe do you wear? And I said, 6 1/2. And he said, well, I think you'd make a lovely Cinderella. And I thought, well, this is certainly a new line. I suppose he was trying to make a date and all that sort of thing. And so then he carried on, and I decided that he was really serious.
Where did he say he was from?
He was from Radio WOW, and he said he was looking for the entrance into the Cinderella contest.
So you sent us some pictures, and you wrote us a letter?
Yes.
And you were picked by the judges over all the other girls all over the country. Tell us, what kind of work do you do? What kind of a job do you have?
Well, I was a typist and file clerk, and I'm between jobs now.
What was your salary?
About $24 a week.
Uh-huh. Well, with whom do you live back in Omaha?
Well, I live with my mother. She works, too.
She works, too. Uh-huh. Were you born in Omaha, Serena?
No, I was raised in the Ozarks.
An Ozark gal, eh? Let me see. Yep, she's got shoes on there. And, did you live on a farm?
Well, yes.
Did you work on the farm yourself?
Uh-huh. What'd you do? Our whole family worked. We worked in the fields, baled hay and thrashed hay, and we had a combine, and we also raised cows and chickens and pigs.
Well, from pigs to Hollywood, that is really a long... That's a real Cinderella gal, and now all you have to do is to try on our magic slipper, and if it fits, Raleigh Cigarettes will try to grant your greatest wish. But first, we have a lovely Cinderella gift for you in this beautiful big box. Would you bring it up here? It's all wrapped up in blue ribbon. Would you look inside and tell us what it is? Just open the paper.
Oh!
Look what it is. It's a pumpkin and a dozen white rats. Yes. That is just like in the Cinderella story, isn't it? These are the pumpkin and the white mice, and they're going to be your coach and four white horses. Boys, bring me my magic wand, if you please. Cinderella, close your eyes, and when you open them, you'll see a surprise. Bibbidi, bobbidi, boo. Now, Cinderella, open your eyes and tell me what you see right here.
Oh, it's a beautiful picture of a wonderful automobile.
That great, big, long, black limousine is going to be your special coach in Hollywood. A big, beautiful Tanner limousine waiting outside NBC right now. Be at your service all the time you're in Hollywood. Any place you want to go in Southern California. And there's a man coming out from behind the picture. Oh, looks like he has a chauffeur's cap on. Would you come up, sir? Your name?
Al Lucky.
And who are you, Mr. Lucky?
I'm the Cinderella's chauffeur ready to take her any place her heart desires.
A real chauffeur in a great big black limousine. And here comes another man now. Who are you, sir?
I am Jean-Paul from the House of Westmore.
Jean-Paul?
Cinderella's godfather.
What are you going to do for Cinderella as her godfather?
Well, already she is beautiful, but I'm going to make her a romantic hairdo. And we'll give her a manicure and also makeup, too.
You'll give her a real professional job, huh?
Certainly.
Oh, how do you like that, Cinderella?
Oh, that's just wonderful. Thank you so much.
And when Westmore does it, they know how to do it. And now a third man is coming from behind the picture. Who are you, sir?
Kenneth Kessler, sir.
Kenneth Kessler, and what are you going to do for Cinderella?
I am Cinderella's godfather from the Walt Disney Studios with the very Jordelle gown that Cinderella wore in the picture, designed by Jordelle.
And you have it right here? Would you open it up?
Oh, what a gorgeous gown.
Isn't that beautiful? Oh, it's Lord. All white with gold stars on it and tulle and brochure and brocades and the pendants and all the stuff. In other words, it's darn pretty. And now comes you can wear it tonight, by the way. That gown's been cut to your size. A fourth man comes out from behind the magic coach. Who are you, sir?
Wilton Snyder. I have something from Kenneth Hopkins, a surprise. Two beautiful hats.
Well, Kenneth Hopkins hats, let's see them. They're
to wear in the daytime.
Yes.
And another one to wear at night.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, now, isn't that nice, Cinderella? Now, let's see. There's something missing. A man. You're all dressed up and no place to go. Do you have a boyfriend at home?
Well, not seriously.
Oh, you better not. We're going to look for a Prince Charming. Would you be interested, Serena, if we introduced you to a few eligible young men to take you to some famous Hollywood spots during the week?
Oh, I certainly would. I've always wanted to go there.
Well, here comes one right now. A handsome young motion picture executive, Mr. Bob Raines.
Hello, Art. Hello, Cinderella.
Bob, where do you want to take our lovely Cinderella girl? You know all about Hollywood.
Well, suppose you go to Chasen's. Or some food, and we'll meet some movie stars there.
Oh, that's your business,
like that.
Isn't it?
All right.
All right, you'll meet movie stars, Bob Raines, and here come two more escorts for you, two leading men from RKO Studios, Mr. Steve Brody and Robert Bantry. Hiya, fellas.
Hi, thank you.
Steve, how are you going to entertain her?
Well, I thought maybe if she really wanted to see Hollywood, we'd go to the Brown Derby.
Yeah?
You know, for a little dinner.
Yeah.
Then kind of top the evening off with the little dancing at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's awesome.
Right? Oh, I'd love
to. Let's go to the Biltmore Bowl. The Hollywood Bowl is so empty these days.
There's so much more room.
Yeah.
You stay out of the Hollywood Bowl with our Cinderella. Right. He would take her to the only place without a roof in Hollywood. Robert Bantry, where are you going to take our lovely Cinderella?
Well, I thought we'd have dinner at the Beachcombers and then go dancing at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
How do you like that, Cinderella?
I'd just love to. Thank you
very
much.
These fellas are nice and tall, too. Wait a minute, that's not all. Here comes a fourth escort for you, a famous radio, television, and picture star, Roddy McDowell.
Hello, Roddy.
Well, Roddy, certainly is an eligible bachelor, as all these men happen to be. What are you going to do with Cinderella to make her stay a happy one?
Well, I was wondering if Cinderella would like to go to the Coconut Grove for the evening.
Oh, I'd love to.
Wonderful.
Really?
Huh?
Well, that takes care of you for the rest of the week, Cinderella. And we have two other surprise dates for Sunday and Monday. But wait a minute, there's one night missing. Tonight, have you any idea who's taking you out tonight?
You?
Father of five. No, I think I'm married. But tonight, Cinderella, you get to go out with Prince Charming himself out of Walt Disney's wonderful new film version of Cinderella, the owner of the romantic voice of Prince Charming that you'll hear, Mr. William Phipps. And here he comes with white tie and tails and a box full of orchids. Mr. Phipps, this is Cinderella.
Hello, Cinderella.
Listen to that Prince Charming voice. Say hello to her again.
Hello, Cinderella.
Oh.
Highly honored, Cinderella.
Uh-huh.
We have just four romantic hours between now and midnight. Shall we make the most of them?
Oh, yes.
It was never like this in Omaha. What a lovely couple. Prince Charming, where are you taking her?
I think I'll take her to Ciro's.
Cinderella's.
Oh,
you'll have a chance to get into that formal Cinderella gown.
Get
between. Yes. Have you decided upon your greatest wish, Cinderella?
Yes, I have.
All right. If it's at all possible, we'll grant your one greatest wish if the Cinderella slipper fits you. Where is the slipper we sent you?
I saw no slipper.
Well, we sent it to station WOW, didn't you? Didn't they show it to you?
No, they just asked me what size shoe I wore.
Oh, they didn't try it on. Well, you don't have it with you? It must be back in Omaha. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll try to grant your greatest wish after you try on the shoe. And there's only one thing to do. We'll send back for it. And next week, we'll have it here. And will you be here?
Yes, sir.
Will you have your feet with you?
Yes.
Fine. All right. Until then, off you go, Cinderella and Prince Charming. And look at all the other wonderful escorts. And by the way, fellas, wait a minute. I have news. Cinderella, one more thing. You know the story. Escorts, if you don't get her back to the Hollywood Plaza by midnight every night, back she goes to Omaha with her pumpkin. Say, Lieutenant, would you come back up here for just a second to the microphone? Do you happen to have any change in your pocket?
Yes, sir.
Let me see the change, will you? About how much do you have? Oh, quite a bit. Now, that's fine. That's real money. Now, what am I doing right now?
Throwing my money away.
That's exactly right.
I certainly am, and that's what you and everyone else does when you don't get the most for your money. That's why I advise everyone to get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. And then you will be getting the most for your money. With Raleigh, you'll be getting the finest quality cigarette made, a richer tasting, more satisfying cigarette, and Raleigh is the only popular brand that gives you a bonus of profit-sharing premium coupons. That's why Raleigh's are America's greatest cigarette value. That's why you should take my advice and switch to Raleigh, the pack with the coupon on the back.
And now for the man we sent out, a Mr. Peter Ray. He's not back yet, John?
No, not yet.
Well, he ought to be back by this time. Remember, folks, at the beginning of the show, we sent a contestant to a house in a nearby neighborhood to pretend to be a chef for a kitchenware company. And a whole house full of guests were waiting for him, including the lady's husband's boss. And the chef showed up 45 minutes late to prepare a 7-course dinner. But the dinner we gave him to serve was nothing but concentrated food pills.
Has he come back yet, John?
Well, I wonder what kind of trouble he must have got in over at the house. He was supposed to be back long before this. The program only has a few moments to go. Ladies and gentlemen, I might say that this has only happened twice before in the 9 years that People Are Funny has been on the air. Isn't he in sight?
Not even down the hall.
Well, anyway, when Mr. Peter Ray gets back, if he does, Raleigh Cigarettes is going to give him $100 worth of those fine prizes over there, and the people whose house we have upset will get $150 worth. Silverware, deluxe picnic set, anything they want, if they'll only forgive us. And we'll send the whole house full of guests over to Mike Lyman's restaurant for a real 7-course dinner, if they'll even talk to us. And we'll let you know next week exactly what happened to our guest. And also next week, will the shoe fit Cinderella, and what will be her greatest wish? Be sure to tune in and find out. And now this is Art Linkletter asking,
does your cigarette pack have a coupon on its back? Good for valuable premiums?
It does if you're smoking Raleigh's, America's greatest cigarette value. Goodbye.
Give me a man who smokes a pipe. Pipe smokers look so masculine, so satisfied.
Satisfied? Yes. Especially when they smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. Richer tasting, smoother smoking Sir Walter Raleigh.
And I like the aroma of a pipe.
Aroma? Sir Walter Raleigh is the brand of grand aroma.
Yes. Give me a man who smokes a pipe.
So, men, give the ladies a treat. Give yourselves a treat. Light up your pipe with Sir Walter Raleigh. Next week, what will be Cinderella's greatest wish? This is Rod O'Connor saying goodbye for Raleigh's People Are Funny, transcribed from Hollywood.
Be sure to hear Morton Downey tonight on NBC.
Hear Morton Downey at 11:15 on KFI and KFI-FM, Los Angeles.